Hi friends, welcome to Happily Even After. I'm Life Coach Jen, a certified life coach that specializes in relationships. I'm a mom of four awesome kids and one amazing son-in-law, a home decorator, a remodeler, a shopper, a scrabbler, and a snuggler. I want to help you with your relationships, mainly the relationship you have with yourself, your family, and God. Thanks for listening and letting me share the tools I have learned that can help you live happily, even after some of life's greatest challenges. Hey friends, welcome to today's episode. So most of you know, and I've talked about this before, but January is the most popular time of year to get divorced. And so I just thought, hey, I might as well, since I am divorced, talk about this subject again, because I feel like as I get further away from my divorce, like just how much healthier I'm becoming. And I realized how much fear I had of getting divorced. Like my worst case scenario, it was just so terrible, right? And I know a lot of other women, men have such fear around divorce. So we're like, okay, let's live in this miserable marriage and stay there because we're so fearful. And I, of course, had a lot of religion thoughts and beliefs tied, I think, to my marriage and getting divorced, and a lot of like just beliefs that I thought, like, you get married forever and you don't get divorced. So I'm going to talk about that and share some different thoughts I had that I've said from other podcasts. And in my show notes, I'm going to reference, because I have four other podcasts that I've talked about divorce. And so I'm going to kind of reference a few of them, as well as so you can go back and listen to them. They're kind of interesting. So in 2018, I hired an attorney. Her name was Jill Coyle, and she wrote a book that says, the title is No One Dies from Divorce. And I think when we're thinking about divorce, it feels like we're going to die. And in a way, our family does. It's like the family as we know it is no longer in existence. And so that kind of feels like a death. You definitely have to grieve your divorce. If you don't, you're going to have problems later on. But anyways, I really liked this book. And so I'm going to share a few things that I've learned from it. But I want to just say a few things. So I hadn't listened to many of my episodes. You know, I don't usually listen. I'll listen to the episode after I record it, but I don't go back and listen to my episodes. But I was like, oh, I think I want to listen to all my episodes I did on divorce so I can kind of see my journey. And that was really interesting. And so the first one I did was in 2021. And if you don't know this, I used to do this podcast with my former spouse. And so this one we actually did together. And I do not like to listen to those podcasts because, you know, it feels fake and phony, and it just brings up a lot of feelings. But I listened to it, and actually I was like, oh, wow. And the dynamic of it was just so interesting because I felt very authentic in that episode, and what I said, I believed. But knowing now what I didn't know then, he was not. And so I just was like, oh, interesting. And, you know, then the next one, I talk about conscious uncoupling, and that is a great book. I reference this book that I read, and I just remember thinking, as I'm listening to this last night, my former spouse never read the book, right? I was thinking, oh yeah, we're doing this conscious uncoupling together. Oh no, I was doing the conscious uncoupling. And I also realized that I've talked about this with our nervous system, I was in the freeze part of my nervous system. I was frozen. I was in survival mode. And so I will do anything, right, to whatever you want me to do, this is what I'm doing. Because I was so desperate and thinking like, oh yeah, we can get divorced, but we can still have like Sunday dinner together and go on vacations. Like that was my thinking at the time, right? And before I go off totally on that tangent, the best advice that I'm going to give you, if you are considering getting divorced or if you're going through a divorce, is take the emotion out of your divorce. And I know that sounds contradictory because I'm always like, feel your emotions. You need to feel all your feelings to heal. Yes, you do, but not during your divorce. First of all, it's going to cost you a lot of money because guess who you're going to want to tell all your thoughts and feelings to? You're going to want to tell that to your attorney. Trust me, your attorney does not care about what he texted you, who he's having sex with, how many affairs he's had, none of that, how you feel about it. That is not what they're trying to do. So you're going to spend a lot of money because they charge by like every 7 minutes. So it's going to cost you a lot of money to have your lawyer as your therapist. Not a good idea. Hire a coach or a therapist to do that, to share all your feelings with. But in your divorce, take all emotion. Treat it like a business transaction. This is your livelihood. You are going to split your money, your assets, and if you have a lot, that is important. And so I really am so grateful that I, for whatever reason, and it's probably because I was stuck in freeze and in shock that, oh my gosh, my husband's having another affair. And what? We were working on our marriage and now we're getting divorced. And so I think that probably was good for me. I just probably was focused on, okay, I've got to take good care of my family. And anyways, so just if you can, take your emotion out of it, treat it like a business deal. You can deal with all the emotional stuff after the divorce is final. So don't use your lawyers as your therapist. And I would also say don't use your ecclesiastical leaders as your therapist either. They are not trained to be that, okay? They are going to sit there and listen to you, but you need someone that actually can help you heal emotionally from your divorce. So treat it like a business transaction. And I promise you, your divorce could be super easy. I know when you have kids, it can be complicated, but it doesn't have to be complicated. We make it complicated when we bring the emotion into it. So anyways, back to conscious uncoupling. You know, in my world at that moment, and if you listen to that podcast, my voice is super shaky. I think I'm just like, as I listen to myself, I'm like, wow, I was very numb. And so I didn't understand, you know, in my pretend world, I was thinking, oh yeah, we're going to have Christmases together and Thanksgivings. But then my former spouse married his affair partner. And I'm like, wait a second, that is never happening because I respect myself too much. I don't need a relationship with you. And I definitely don't need a relationship with her. And luckily my kids are adults. And so they can have whatever relationship they want with their dad and her. And so I just realized in my mind, I think it was a way like that got me through the divorce. But now I know like, no, I can choose whatever relationship I want. And I don't need to feel obligated or like that's the right thing to do or whatever. If I wanted to, great. But I also don't have to be angry or I really feel very neutral about my ex-husband now. I don't ever have to see him if I don't want to, which is great. So you can decide, like, I think if you have little kids, it might be different. You're going to have to see them. But for me, I feel very lucky that I don't have to have that in my life. And so if I just want to say, if I came across like, oh, we just had this beautiful conscious uncoupling divorce, that's probably not true. And I listened to everything I said in there and I liked everything I said. But that aspect of it, I don't agree with anymore. Because the thing is, when you are especially dealing with trauma and betrayal, now that I'm healing from that, I just can feel differently and more empowered. And that's not how I want my divorce life to look like. So in the book, she talks about lots of things, and there's some quotes that I want to read and kind of expound on them. But one says, "Even if you and your ex don't agree on anything, I bet you can both agree on this statement. I just want my children to succeed." And I definitely think this is so true. And as I've seen, so my kids are all young adults, one is married. And so watching me have conversations with my children and knowing that their dad is having conversations with them, he wants what's best for them, just like what I want what's best for them. And so I think having that common ground can be really powerful, and you don't have to necessarily agree with whatever they're saying, and they don't have to agree with what you're saying, but you know that at least they're trying to help their children and want them to succeed. And I think just having that thought, even if they're doing things that you don't agree with, it's like they're doing the best they can. I really always tell myself that they're doing the best they can. And that gives lots of freedom and peace to be like, you know what, I'm doing the best I can. And I don't always do it right. And I make mistakes, and that's okay. So just having different thoughts to think, because sometimes we just get so hung up on they're doing it wrong, you know, whatever. And so I think knowing, like, especially if you have children, like they love their children. And it might look different. Their love might look different than your love, and that's okay. Getting through your divorce is like giving yourself a blank slate. This is the time to start dreaming again and to make those dreams happen. And I have felt this so much during my divorce because I really spent a lot of my life trying to manage my family, my former spouse, my kids, unknowingly mostly, and also just being the mom. And I just never created my own identity. And now I love that I get to be whatever I want and do whatever I want. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of divorce. I'm like, I don't know if I could get remarried because I'm really loving just doing whatever the heck I want. And who knows? But anyways, I love that. I love my kids. Like, I just feel a lot more freedom and space. And I, of course, you know, don't like leave and don't tell anyone where I'm going. But I get to do whatever I want. I get to go and just be who I want to be, create what I want to be. And I really loved that. And I think women, a lot of times we hold ourselves back. We don't give ourselves permission to do that. And so if you are experiencing divorce or you know someone that is, just allow, it's okay. You don't have to do things the same way as you did them before. You can do things different. And no one's checking to see if you do the dishes. And it's okay if you don't do them for a few days. If you're doing something that really is exciting, like find what lights you up. I bizarrely love doing puzzles, and I've been doing lots of puzzles. They've been really relaxing and healing for me, and taking time and space to spend time with me and getting to know me. I think it's so important. The last one I'm going to share is, divorce is the perfect opportunity for you to regain focus and to recognize you are worthy and deserving of creating opportunities for yourself. I think so often in marriage, like sadly, like we don't give each other space and opportunity. We kind of forget that we're two unique human beings, and it's like, no, we have to be one. Well, that can be a problem sometimes, right? And especially if the one is having an affair on the side with another one, that's a real problem. And it can create a lot of negativity and hurt in a marriage. And I'm not saying that you can't repair from that, but it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take both of you to do the work. But if you do end up getting divorced, there are opportunities out there that you might not even know about. Giving yourself permission to try new things, to explore new things, to meet friends, to get connected. I love one thing I started doing because I miss going out to dinner with people. Like, I went out a lot. with my former spouse. We went to dinners, we went to plays, we did a lot of things. And so I just have made intentionally decided, like, okay, I'm buying tickets and then inviting friends. And this past year, I just invite widows or other divorced women or married friends of mine. And we've had so much fun. And I've gotten to know just a whole new group of women on just a totally different level. And it's been really powerful for me and just stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit has given me the opportunity to connect with a whole new world that I didn't even know existed. And I didn't ever feel like I had the opportunities to do that. And I'm so grateful for that. So just know, if you are experiencing divorce, if you have been divorced, if you're struggling in your divorce, you can always decide to switch something up, change it, do something different. For sure, go through the grief process. I talk about that in one of my episodes. You have to grieve the divorce. And for me, I'm on the forgiveness end and the letting go. And I'm really feeling like kind of there because I just don't have this heaviness anymore about my former spouse. I don't have this need to, I don't know how to describe it, but just working on it. So whether you're at the beginning stages, if you've been divorced 10 years and you're like, something's got to change, you have all that power. You get to choose how you want to live in your divorce. And I know before I'm like, oh yeah, with our grandkids and stuff. And I think the way it's going to look for me, it's like, okay, you go see him that week and I'll go the next week. We don't need to be all together. Like we're going to have, if you want to have Christmas with the kids on Christmas, okay, I'll have Christmas the next week. Like we don't need to be together. That's just not how I want to do Christmas. I don't want to spend my Christmas with you and your wife. That's not going to feel good to me. So I think creating that, and I think your kids, giving them a buy-in, especially when they're older, let them know what they want, what they feel comfortable with. And that's really important to acknowledge their needs and their wants and desires. And as they get older, from when they were younger, if they start asking questions about, hey, why did you and dad really get divorced? Be honest with them. Honesty is so important because kids see things, they feel things, they know things. So the more you can be honest, the better, because they're going to build that trust. Even if what you have to say feels painful or like, that's going to hurt and I don't want them to know that about me. Our kids know that we're human. They need to understand we're human. Humans make mistakes. And it's going to give them permission to say, oh, Dad was honest with me. Mom was honest with me. When I make a mistake, I think I can be honest with them and they're going to love me no matter what. So I think that's such a good lesson to teach your kids. So if you are experiencing divorce, I'm going to share my past divorce podcasts in the show notes. And so you can go listen to those. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. If you need anything at all, I'd love to help you. I'd love to guide you. I have a program that I'm offering. It's a 6-month program to work with me. I'm only accepting 10 women into this program. So it's going to be a one-on-one scenario, but very exclusive because I want to give you the attention that you need so that you can heal from the infidelity and your divorce, if you got divorced, or to heal your marriage. Anyways, thanks so much for listening and have a great day. If you want to learn how to live happily even after, sign up for my email at hello@lifecoachjenwithonen.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Happily Even After Coach. Let's work together to create your happily even after.